Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Cutler's not going to trigger me as bad today, because we kind of had like three separate shows today. Chandler for an hour, me Mac for 30 minutes. Not really, you know, an endurance guy, Brian. And then Will Doctor.
I'll move past the slight and say, should I use the intro again at 4:30?
Maybe. And Will Doctor. I'm excited to see Will Doctor do not golf.
Yeah.
But he's like spicy at times, man. He gets like angry.
Well, he had some hot takes about the Astros medical staff,
yeah,
for sure.
He was maybe the only person outside of Jeremiah Randall's family in the city of Houston defending Jeremiah Randall.
To a point where I thought he actually might be Jeremiah Randall's family.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he married into it.
I mean,
I know he didn't
marry
into it. Yeah. That's going to be – I'm excited for that. He gets spicy and like he's got hot takes. I saw a few things that are on his mind a little bit earlier that I think you're all going to enjoy.
Oh, look forward to that.
We'll go around the course with Will Doctor. Nah, we need to workshop that.
Yeah, that doesn't hit the
probably
same as around the horn.
Better. We'll go a full 18 with Will Doctor.
Yeah, so
we'll make the turn
there
with Will Doctor.
Oh, that's better.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's definitely better than the first two.
And he'll be joining us at the halfway house of the show.
There we go. That one felt natural.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that one felt natural.
713-780-3776. Where is Joe George today? Wrong answers only. Joe got bullied too hard yesterday, had to take a mental day. That's important. Mental health is very, very important. Wheatstraw, Joe is out looking for new ideas to replace the name for their podcast, Rockets Power. I don't know why he would do that.
That's the best one yet.
Josh from Blank says, every time I hear Rocket Power, I think of that late 90s Nickelodeon cartoon. I have no idea what he's referring to. Could you please tell us show that is?
Your short-term memory sometimes is amazing.
That has nothing to do with short-term memory.
It does, because we had this exact conversation like a week ago.
What show was it?
There was a show called Rocket Power, and Joe called us old because we never heard of it. We talked about this for like half a segment.
Oh, did we really?
Yeah. He called us old because it was, I guess, a show that he and Sean both watched.
I remember looking this up now.
Yeah, but we neither you or I had heard of it, and he called us old.
I have the worst short-term memory. I don't remember like 90% of the things I say. Joe is interviewing at another sports talk radio station. If true, which radio station is Joe interviewing at? 713-780-3776.
I mean, I can't see 610, even though he did work there.
Why couldn't you see that?
I don't know. I don't think Joe wants to conform to Texans talk most of the time. I think he likes to talk Astros and Rockets more than he does Texans.
Yeah, probably. That's
so,
probably
like,
true.
If he went there, I don't know if it'd be a natural fit.
What makes you think they're putting him on air there?
Good point.
Joe is getting his nails painted with Caleb Williams. Joe has retreated to his lair to plot the next move of his evil genius plan for world domination. That's a pretty good one. Joe is at a bar with your high school baseball coach. I love how that's a bit now. My high school baseball coach is a bit.
I wonder if your old baseball coach has heard it.
He was at one of our remotes.
Yeah, Brick House.
Yeah, he was at the bar.
Yeah, of course.
I went up to him. I was like, hey, I'm Jeremy Branham. He's like, yeah, you had that hit versus Spring. I was like, we never played Spring.
Yeah, he didn't remember who it was. He didn't recall. I mean, you were a 400 hitter. How does he not remember
you? I don't know.
You?
He should know that I carried him to, you know, victories. Jeremy played on the same team with Willie Fritz as Wheatstraw. That's an old joke. That's not very nice. Joe got mauled by the Mills Mafia for disparaging comments and is currently in the ICU. Rocket Power was great. It was a whole 20-minute combo. I do not remember that.
Yeah, we talked.
I vaguely remember it now, but I had zero recollection of it 3 minutes ago.
I think I undersold how long we talked about. I think it was more than half a segment.
Maybe.
It might have taken over a full segment.
Joe is interviewing at the Spanish-speaking station. What would his name be? Jose Jorge?
I mean, it'd be Jorge, right?
Jose Jorge.
Now I need this to happen.
Oh, man.
Someone Photoshop that, please.
We need to have like a Spanish-speaking segment so we can call him Jose Jorge.
You want to go get Esme?
As me. Joe tried to show prep for 2 hours and it was too hard for him, says Keith. Joe got lost looking for a Burger King. Oh, that's right. There was like one like in the front of his neighborhood and he didn't even know what it was. Joe isn't in because he did not have 30 minutes to prepare for the show, says Uncle Barney. Dang, Uncle Barney's sending shots to Joe.
Shots fired.
Uncle Barney's like the nicest person in the world, too, and he's taking shots at Joe George. All right, let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Keith, where is Joe George today, Keith?
Hey, guys. Joe is out and not working the show today because this morning he flew back to Chicago for Wednesday night trivia to answer this specific question. How many NFC championship game wins does Aaron Rodgers and Rex Grossman each have? The answer is one.
Yikes. Keith, oh, he hung up. I'm pretty sure Keith was ordering fast food.
Yeah, I heard him say I'm on the phone, like right as we went to him. I couldn't tell if he was like he had someone in the car or if he was like at the drive-thru somewhere.
Keith, let us know which fast food place you're eating at. 7137.
I thought he was telling like his daughter or something to pipe down.
Shut up, daughter. I'm on the phone with Radio Excellence. Y'all talked about Rocket Power for a good 15 minutes for the first time. I my bad, guys. I'm a little worried about my mind.
Yeah.
Joe is...
I don't know. Maybe you need to go in the protocol.
Joe is interviewing with a certain group. I'm not going to say what group. Dang. Wheatstraw's throwing shots at the Baytown Baddies co-host. Well, they did hire... So they'll just about hire anybody. Hmm. I've never listened to that show, if I'm being honest.
No, I can't. It would trigger me. Too much PTSD.
Really? There. I've never listened. Like, I'll see a few of their clips every now and then, but they never put the show on a clip. It's only the Baytown Baddie. Like, I can't remember
yeah, the ones I've seen that pop across my Instagram reels are always Clint.
Yeah. Yeah. They used to get mad at me at that station whenever I would challenge the Baytown Baddie.
Well, it's because he didn't have any ammunition to go back. Well, if it was about baseball or basketball, he was clueless.
Like, I literally was told not to push back.
Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine telling me not to push back? I push back at everything.
Yeah, that's basically tying both arms and legs behind your back.
I was miserable. I felt like a peacock where they didn't let me spread my wings and fly.
I forget, how long did you do the show with Clint?
Probably like 6 months.
Was it the interim between Kamla and...
Yeah, I was in between Kamla and the show.
Okay.
And they
so
even
we,
had like...
Okay, we did the show together
yeah, you
that
were
whole
there.
Time.
You were our producer.
Well, I know. I'm trying to forget
remember,
most of that.
Remember Wade was in there at times too.
Wade Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes Wade
that.
Would like kind of like say some like sophisticated stuff and Batty wouldn't like it a whole lot. somebody says Joe's at La Playa. Joe is shotgunning beers with Granado and selling smokes.
He's chilling right now. He's in La Playa right now.
Joe is interviewing at Ojos Locos. No, Joe is not. Jose Jorge is interviewing at Ojos Locos. Joe ran off and joined the circus, and he is act as being billed as the bearded toddler. Joe's in an interview for the Texans replay challenge guy position. So there's Eric the Buyer. Joe is taking a class on proper Twitch etiquette. Some people need to learn a little Twitter etiquette. All right, let's get into the fix. I will be here tomorrow, but Joe will not. Will be working with me. We'll be out at East River 9, by the way. Come see us. I will not be here Friday. Joe will be back with Will Kunkel, so you can check them out. And then I'm gone all next week. Are you working next week, Brian?
I am, but I'm working for Michael, so not on the air here.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I have no idea who's doing the show next week. Do you?
I assume it'd be Joe.
It's in my email, but I have no clue.
Oh, the co-host? I have no idea. Yeah. I assume AJ would be
It'll
on
be
my
a surprise,
side.
Guys. No one cares who the producer is, Brian.
I'm just telling you what. Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be Will's doctor coming back.
Four. All right. Let's get to the fix where we give you terrible, terrible picks. Last week, Joe, who is leading the game, went 0-3. He fell to 16-14. He is still a healthy two games in first place, though, over Brian, who went 1-2. He is 14-16 on the year. I'm 12-18 on the season. I went 1-2, but that's fine. I'm tanking so I can get the first pick. And with the first pick, you know what I'm going to do here, Brian? I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders -3.5 points over Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. Yes, the Raiders are terrible, but they ain't worse than the Cleveland Browns. They're going to pick on Shedeur. They're going to win that football game. Give me Vegas -3.5.
I like that. Thanks. You know what? Joe's not here, and this is not one of his picks, so I'm going to go ahead and take it instead of him. I'm surprised this wasn't on his board. Maybe he's too close to the scene to be as skeptical about it, but I'm going to take the Bears, his Bears, -2.5 at home against the Steelers. playing Mason Rudolph, right? I mean, I don't think that's 100%, but it's kind of
iffy.
Yeah, it's iffy.
Rodgers wants to play.
Yeah, I just don't see him playing, and even if he does play, I don't think he's going to be that good. And
You don't trust limp-wristed quarterbacks?
Especially when they're 42 and possibly could be playing in, you know, wind and cold in Chicago. So give me the Bears minus 2.5.
Did you just make that up?
What?
That it's going to be windy and cold?
I just assume. Yeah, I just made that up. I'm just assuming because it's Chicago and it's November that it's going to be cold and windy.
I was wondering if you heard that, if you were just playing the probabilities.
Just riffing. All right. I'm just really riffing. So I can give Joe's picks all at once if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, instead of trying to actually fit it into the draft order. So his first pick is BYU Cincinnati over 54.5
in
college football. A little Big 12 action there for you, Brandon.
Underrated Big 12.
Underrated
Big
12.
I think the college football committee proved that.
Some have said the most underrated conference in college football.
Some would say.
Some have said that. Now, NFL picks, he's got two more over-unders, all over-unders this week for Joe.
And they're all overs.
Yeah, they're all overs. Yeah, he's kind of a casual right now with all these overs. Jags, Cardinals, over 47.5. And then Bucks, Rams, over 49.5, which was on my list, but he stole it before I could take it.
Cool.
So those are all of Joe's picks. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, so I'm next up. I'm also going to the college football world with one of these. I don't see Oregon as a 9.5-point favorite against USC. I know they're at home, but Oregon, against basically every legit team they've played, has won by a touchdown or less. Like, they've blown out the Sheeps. They blow out, you know, the directional schools. They blow out Oklahoma State. They blew out Northwestern. But whenever they're facing legitimate competition, it's been a touchdown or less. So I think they're favored too highly at 9.5 against Oregon or against USC.
All right. My next pick, I'm going to take the under in Cincinnati in New England. I got it at 50. I hope it's still 50. Give me New England, Cincinnati under 50. It'd be interesting if Joe Burrow plays. He was a full participant today, by the way.
So the number is 50?
Yeah, that's what I got it at. I don't know if it's changed on ESPN. But you think Joe Burrow plays?
No,
he's a full participant at practice today. He said he was targeting Thanksgiving week against Baltimore.
Yeah, I think I would imagine for as long as he's been gone that he would probably have a full week of practice before even that game week. You know what I mean?
I would think so. I don't think it's likely that he plays.
No, I don't think he plays.
So I got that, and then the last
But you
last
have the over,
game.
So it'd be even better if he did play for you.
No, I got the underdog.
Oh, you said under? My bad. Okay.
I got the under on Cincinnati, New England. Cincinnati, New England, under 50. And then I'm going to save the city. I'm going to do what has cost me. But this is why my record's so poor, is because I'm sacrificing my record in order to save the city.
That's what's happened.
Every single time that I pick against the Houston Texans, they win the football game.
Oh.
They win the football game. So for the sake of the city, for sake of being football happy and fruitful, give me the Buffalo Bills minus six tomorrow night. They're traveling, short week, Thursday. I am doing this for the city. I want to swarm. Buffalo minus six, Brian.
I'm so impressed that you're willing to bet on Josh Allen.
Selfless.
All for the sake of the city.
I am so selfless.
I mean, there's no player in the NFL I think you hate more than Josh Allen.
No one has ever called me selfish about any single aspect of life.
Should I check with the missus on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She'll back you up there. Mm-hmm. All right. So one more pick for me. I'm going back to the NFL, and unfortunately, Joe took my over that I really like. So the other two games I like, I'm deciding between two pretty big lines, but I think both teams will cover in this case. I'm going to go ahead and settle on the Lions at home, minus 10, against the Giants, playing basically backups everywhere on offense, backup quarterback, backup running back, backup wide receiver. I think the Lions bounce back big. They're going to need to get that taste out of their mouth from getting their asses kicked by the Eagles. I think they cover the 10 there against the Giants.
There you have it. Tell or fade, whatever you want to do. Our record's been terrible. 713-780-3776. Where did the college football committee go wrong yesterday? Also, Hunter Yurecek looked like he was sweating bullets yesterday when he was being interviewed by Reese Davis. That's beside the point. But where did they go wrong? Also, some blind resumes. I love a little blind resume. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe. It's Brian for now. Will Doctor will be here later on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. All of you have been getting the answers wrong, by the way. Where is Joe George? Well, he's at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Why is he there? Because he wants to get away from his annoying co-host. He wants to alleviate some stress and anxiety. He wants to get away from people he doesn't like. He's out at Two Creeks Crossing Resort right now. What is Joe doing at Two Creeks Crossing Resort? Does he strike you as a fisherman? Could he be fishing on their two creeks? Could he be fishing in their big catch-and-release pond in the middle of the property? Some of the best fishing in Texas? Would that be Joe George's lane? Would Joe be kayaking on the waters out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort? I think he could do that. Does he strike you as a pickleball player? I don't know if he's a pickleball player, but they have pickleball courts out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Would he have a drink at Swampers and watch some college football? Of course he would, but Two Creeks Crossing Resort is great for everybody. It's great for you. It's great for me. It's great for Joe George. Escape the city. Enjoy the relaxing, great outdoors. Book your stay, twocreekscrossingresort.com. They got the open green spaces. They got the wildlife. They got the beautiful, majestic trees and some of that best fishing I was telling you about a little bit earlier, too. And one of the great things, of the many great things at Two Creeks Crossing Resort, it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You're going to escape the city without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Hike the 92 acres. Do some kayaking. Play some pickleball. And they got it all, too. They got the glamping. They got the cabins right on the creek. They got a tree house that is awesome. Branham family stayed there. We loved it. You have an RV? Pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. And they're always taking care of their visitors as well. They're thankful for you. So they're having a little get-together. I'm thankful for coming up this weekend. They got the bonfire going with the s'mores and a little outdoor family movie this Friday night. Stuff for the kids on Saturday. A little live music. And then, of course, your college football at Swampers. So get on out there, and going on right now, too, from November through February, you can get a 40% discount off all cabin rentals, 20% off nightly RV stays. It's the 40-20 discount. Take advantage of that. Perfect for relaxing by the fire or exploring the beautiful outdoors. Book your stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com. I was down the hall talking to Charlotte about the challenge.
Oh, no. She's in on it, too?
Yeah. Love the challenge.
I have respect for Charlotte.
You what?
I had respect for Charlotte.
Well, we never had it for you.
Yeah, no, I'm well aware.
Yeah, we were talking about
I've known that since
the backstabbing that Olivia had with Nerys a couple of seasons ago. We were talking about the contenders for this year's final few. New episode tonight.
Who's the top contender?
Well, I don't want to give away spoilers if people are catching up.
When did it air?
Well, it airs every Wednesday, but that's one of those shows where you might go two or three without watching and then catch up all at once. So I don't want to say, like, this team is left whenever people might be a few episodes behind, because we have dozens and dozens of our listeners that watch the challenge, all the cool ones. Junkie, can't wait to fade these and print some cash this weekend. Might even reverse parlay money. Hey, we're here to surf. Do with those picks as you wish.
A 9-team reverse parlay? That'd be sick.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. I hope you win. I really do.
That'd be pretty funny.
I hope that you win. That'd be great. Let's see. Oh, yeah, somebody was talking trash about you, Brian. Didn't Rodgers used to play in Green Bay, and I believe Green Bay was pretty windy and cold. Boom,
roasted. I mean, it's fair, but he wasn't always 42 and with a hurt wrist.
Yeah, he's only 42 for 365 days. Where did the committee go wrong, do you think, Brian?
Several places. I'll die on this Towels Hill. I mean, not that it's a major
issue.
That's
my line.
Oh, okay. Well, I said it right now, so deal with it.
Imitation's the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah, now I regret it. I've said this for weeks, and it's not something major in my mind, because what's the difference between two and three, really? Either way, you avoid the one until the final. But I think A&M should be ahead of Indiana. But my major couple issues
are... Does the first half of that game matter?
It's a part of the picture, but they still won.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't overvalue it.
I can't remember who said this, but they said that Marcel Reed is the first player in college football history to lose the Heisman and win the Heisman in the same game.
Yeah, I heard somebody call that game his take. Heisman moment. It was like maybe a little strong, but it was an impressive second half.
All right. So what was your other two?
Joe's not here, so I feel like I'm picking on him. I'm maybe a little unfairly here, but why is Miami behind Notre Dame? They're both 8-2. They played that game head to head. I know it was first week of the season, but Miami won that game head to head. They had the exact same record. It's not like Notre Dame has then gone on to play, you know, a murderer's row lineup after Miami. Their next biggest game was A&M, and they lost that game at home. So I don't know why Notre Dame is ahead of Miami. And I didn't like how – I know
the committee would say because the quality of loss are better.
It's dumb. They play – like
They do have a better win, too. Well, I guess not because they beat Notre Dame.
But they played Notre Dame. Like, all of that I will accept, like, as a part of the arguments and as in a flawed system. But when they literally played head-to-head, like, we should put all of that aside. If they assuming they have the same record. It'd be different if Notre Dame was, let's say, 9-1 and Miami was 6-3. That's different. But they have the exact same record.
Like, I'm pro Miami for the sake of this conversation too.
Okay.
Like, Miami's best win is Notre Dame. Notre Dame's best win is USC. They've played the head to head. I do think Notre Dame's two losses are better, but Miami's losses aren't slouches. Like, they lost by 3 points to Louisville. They lost by 6 points at SMU.
Yeah.
Like, both of those are single possession games. Where I think that there is a weak spot in your argument is if Miami lost two games to the worst two college football teams in all of America, I think that should carry a lot of weight.
Sure.
Like, if they lost to, I don't know, who are the worst teams in that conference? Like, they played Bethune-Cookman. If they would have lost to Bethune-Cookman, that loss should carry tremendous negative value.
It should. I mean, Notre Dame still got the playoff last year after losing Northern Illinois. Facts. So it feels like Notre Dame's always got an edge there. And again, I'm picking on Notre Dame a little bit, but Alabama should be ahead of Notre Dame.
See, that's my bigger beef.
Alabama beat Georgia. I mean, they've got a far better win than Notre Dame has this season. Notre Dame's best win is USC.
I would go Bama, Miami, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. You know Notre Dame? This is a couple of things on Notre Dame. Notre Dame's path to the college football playoff. 1-2 against ranked opponents.
I think I saw the same tweet.
2-0 against group of five teams. 7-0 against Power 4 teams with a combined 8-48 record against other Power 4 teams. That's abysmal.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when nearly half your schedule is the ACC, in the ACC in a down year, and you're not even playing, well, like the teams that are the top of the ACC that they play, like Miami, they lost to.
What was your last one? Did you have another?
No, those were the biggest complaints. I mean, Ole Miss barely scooted by against Florida. Maybe you could drop them a spot or two. But I like how
they had Tech ahead of Ole Miss, though.
Yeah.
The AP did not.
Right,
I like that the college football rankings didn't do that.
No, I think Tech's exactly ranked where they should be. I view them as the number five team in the nation. I'm soft on Oregon. I don't really like them, but I don't know how far you could justifiably drop them considering they only have one loss, and it was to the number two team in the nation. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're as good as number seven, but their resume puts them there, I think, fairly.
I just want to point out that there are five Big 12 teams in the top 25. Just want to point that out there.
Underrated?
Just want to throw it out that the underrated Big 12 has five top 25 teams in the college football rankings.
But only one.
With yours truly being number 23 in the country, uhcougars.com/tickets. 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets today. Senior day, 8-2 Cougars, number 23 in the college football rankings.
You doing an impromptu live read? By the way, we got tickets to give away later.
We will give away Houston
in the house.
We'll dock this here. We'll get Will Doctor here in a little bit. I do want to pat myself on the back.
Okay.
Who said would be the top group of five? Who said it'd be out of the American Conference?
I don't think they have it.
Tulane, babe.
My vote is still – I know you're going to say it's based upon their conference being far better than the one JMU's in, but I still would lean James Madison in this debate.
Get out of here. You don't know.
Their one loss was to Louisville, who's been in the ranking for most of the year, and that was a game that was tied in the fourth quarter.
I only have one blind ranking for you today.
Please don't overwhelm me with numbers again.
It's going to. Because I love to mock it. You gave out so many numbers last time. I did that intentionally because I love to mock the stupid things we argue about this time of year. We're talking about strength and power index.
Let me get out a graph and calculator so I can follow.
I'm going to write down a note so I don't forget this. College football playoff terms or stock market terms.
Also write down that we discussed the show Rocket Power, so you can remember this 2 weeks from
now. We'll play that the week after Thanksgiving. Okay. College football playoff terms or stock market terms, and we'll give away a t-shirt or something. Team
A. Or whatever the hell it is.
Team A, Brian.
Okay.
Their best win is against an SP plus number 20 team. Their next best win is against a number 30 team. They have losses to the SPS Plus, number 12, number 13, by a combined 29 points, and they have the number 14 strength of record. Did you get all that?
I think I followed most of it.
All right, Team B, best win, SP Plus, number 37. Next best win, 51st ranked team. They have losses to the SP Plus, number 3, and 17 by a combined 27 points and a strength of record of 18. Do I need to repeat anything?
No, the Team A had a higher strength. Was it strength of victory or strength of schedule? What was the last one?
Their 14th strength of record.
So
team
they had
a 14th.
Team, so team A had a what a top 20 win, a top 30 win. I believe the Team B was lower, and they had a better strength of whatever. So I guess I would take Team A in this scenario.
Okay. Team A is Michigan.
Oh.
Team B is Utah.
Interesting.
I will say, if any of the Big 12 teams that are probably overranked, I think it is Utah. Like, Utah hasn't done much. Like, what has Utah done? I mean, the 8-2 record, but how are they, like, ahead of Miami? How are they ahead of USC?
I don't know,
how are they ahead of one-loss Georgia Tech?
It's kind of like the Notre Dame argument. They've played two legit teams with Texas Tech and BYU and lost to both.
But here, and their best win is against number 25 Arizona State. But there's a caveat
there. Was the Sam Levitt play?
Bingo.
Okay.
So, like, that's the caveat. Like, if the committee's telling us, like, we're looking at players who play, well, how is Utah this high when their best win is against the 25th-ranked team in their rankings when they were without their quarterback, who is a really good quarterback?
Yeah, a future first-round
pick. So, I will bang on the Utah. I think they're overranked. They should be closer to 20 than 15.
Okay, so, well, that was my next question. Like, knowing that now, I didn't even look at the Utah part of this, but having heard you lay that out, I think I would drop them below Miami. I'd drop them below Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and that might be the end. Although Texas has better wins than Utah, but they do have one additional loss. At least I would drop them down to 15, though.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. All right, 713-780-3776. The doctor's in the house. Will Doctor, Dr. Media 59 on Twitter. You can catch him each and every Saturday morning on the Will Doctor Golf Hour. He's going to talk some other sports coming up next. And what a way to introduce him than with a mailbag. Let's find out a little bit about Will Doctor. What are your questions for Jeremy and the doctor? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Will Doctor next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Got mail.
No Joe today. Joe's out for unknown reasons. He did fire off an email, though. Look at that. Joe's
just you, Joe.
Out for unknown reasons, and he's firing off emails. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Brian, if Joe can fire off emails, could he have done the show from home?
I think he could have, yeah. That's the way I take that.
You could position that Comrex wherever you need it to be.
He also would normally be on camera. And
that would be the problem.
That would be the problem, yeah. Given what we know he's sick with.
Yeah. And maybe the sound effects might not be wonderful either.
No.
Wrong answers only. Why is Joe George not here today? Will Doctor joining us for the next little under 90 minutes. How are you today, Will?
I'm doing great. I put that Comrex to the test.
Yeah, you got a Comrex.
In the world of golf, you know, some of these courses just way out there. No cable. There's no cable laid underneath some of these golf courses. The Comrex, it's a good apparatus.
I think we should take a shot every time Will mentions golf.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Depends on if you want to finish the show or
not. We will talk a little bit of golf later because Will has the best golfing, betting, handicapping podcast that exists. I listen to it almost every week. Sometimes I forget about it. No offense, Will. But I enjoy it. I usually follow your plays, which most years is very good.
I know for the average sports fan, I know how boring golf is. I try to make it a little on the entertaining end.
No, but, it's not. I mean, it's, you know, everybody has their thing. I love golf, as you know. My dad's a golf pro. He used to be a golf pro. Retired golf pro. My grandpa has shot his age like 5 or 6 times. Like, I love the sport. I would play all the time if I had the time to play. It'd be my number one hobby.
Y'all be at East River tomorrow?
Yeah.
We got to do a little three-hole challenge here.
Oh, I haven't played one.
We'll handicap it.
Did you just call me Jer?
Yeah. Is that all right?
We're 2 minutes into the show with Will, and he's already dropping nicknames.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Jer. What do you mean it's fine? You can't answer that for me.
Nah, I feel like I can.
Brian said it was fine.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm co-signing Jer.
It's Branham.
It's Branham to the rest of us, yeah.
My wife's group chat calls me Jerome.
I like that. I like Jer better.
I'm trying to think. Some of my family members will call me Jer Bear. That's why I knew that.
That's nice.
I think
nice
Paul used name. To call you Jer Bear, too.
What's that?
I think Gallant used to call you Jer Bear.
I think he
Jer
did
Bear.
Call me Jer Bear.
Yeah.
No, 3 holes. We used to debate. This is a good mailbag question. 713-780-3776. Does a hole-in-one at a par-3 course count?
That is a great question. I count it. Now, if the hole, if it, it depends on what kind of par three course, Jeremy, because we have some par three courses that are just chip and putt inside 40 yards. That does not count. But if it's all par threes over 100 yards, maybe a par four in there, I will count it.
Okay. Yeah. I've always been on the opposite side of it because it's like I think that there is something to the changing of the hole. Like you never see back-to-back par threes on any non-par three course. You know what I mean? So that to me puts an asterisk next to it. Even if it's a difficult par three course, which East River 9 is.
I hear you. Yeah, no, you get 9 opportunities to make a hole-in-one on a course like that. Great point. You only get 4 normally on regular courses. So it is a specialty. Plus, you know, there's always a par three on a golf course that extends over 200 yards. You know, that makes it a little bit more special. I hear your
tips.
I hear your point there.
I don't play from the tips. I don't see many 200-yard par threes.
I've been playing golf for 15 years. I've never had a hole-in-one.
Really?
I'm still chasing my first.
I haven't either, but that's not a surprise.
I could be a little biased. If I made my first on a par three course, every hole over 100 yards, unfortunately, I think I'd count it.
Do you ever see these dudes on Barstool who like aren't golfers, but like they'll hit into the simulators and like they won't stop until they make a hole-in-one?
I have.
Do you remember who that guy was, Brian?
Yeah, Jersey Jerry.
Oh, you know who it is. Oh, okay. Jersey Jerry. It took him over a night, right?
Yeah, he did two. I guess he did. I remember he did 2 challenges. The first one, he got it after like 2 days. The second one, he had to give up. That does not count. simulator golf hole-in-ones do not count.
You know what we should do?
That was a dumb challenge. Like
we
a
should,
lot of
we
internet
should do
golf.
This at East River 9. Will,
stay
myself,
there until you...
Brian, Joe, we get out there early one day. And then we
How
just
early?
We it'd have to be early.
Yeah, we're early
when,
early.
When the sun comes up, Brian.
Yeah, as soon as John
We don't
want to
waste daylight.
No.
And we all go out there. It may be the shortest par 3. We don't want to like be there for weeks and we all have to make a hole in one before we stop.
That's an interesting idea. I've been trying to come up with creative kind of on video challenges with the hosts.
Why don't we do that?
A hole-in-one challenge, that'd be good. We'd have to have someone on the green fixing divots, because if we hit like 50 balls trying to hit a hole-in-one, would we get one chance?
No. We just hit it. We rapid fire. Well, I guess we'd have to go in order, because we can't have like 4 balls flying in the air. That's assuming Brian gets his in the air.
I'd like to modify what you propose, though, Jeremy. If none of us can leave until everyone hits a hole-in-one, we're never leaving.
Yeah, that's
the point.
I think we got to go until one of us gets a hole-in-one.
No, that's not fair. Will and I be on one team, you and Joe on the other.
I like your odds a lot better than me and Joe.
That would be good content, I think.
We got to do an East River bracket among the hosts. Maybe a 2 or 3 hole challenge, so it wouldn't take too long.
You would kill us.
I mean,
we would handicap
Granato it. Granato would be the heavy favorite.
It'd be an even field. We'd handicap it.
Oh, okay. So you got. I don't even know what my handicap is. My handicap is a lot of things.
We'd probably give you, 7, 8 shots
for the nine
holes?
I'd have to think about
it. Is that...
Par 3 is a little, like, a wrinkle in it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to hit driver. You know, every hole is inside 140 yards. Yeah. We could think about it. We got a handicap.
That's the best club in the bag, though.
We got to handicap all the on-air.
Well, I've won a long drive contest. I don't know if you know that or not.
I remember this. When was this?
So taking the driver out of the bag, I think, is a neutralizer to me. No, I really did win. I won it
long
at the
ball,
Captain
random,
Renaud,
as they call them.
Captain Renaud charity event at Wildcat Golf Club. Nice. I can hit the ball a little bit. I stink at golf, but I can hit it. I can hit it a little bit.
Maybe I'm selling you short with 7, 8 shots.
No,
maybe.
Probably not. Not against Granato. I mean, Granato is probably a 3 or 4 handicap. You're probably a negative, aren't you?
+1.6. Yeah, but it does even on par 3 courses. It evens out. You're taking the driver out of the bag, so that'd be a fun situation there at East River.
That would be fun.
I'll be out there tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
You should have a challenge where you release B-Mac into the woods and then J-Bone and Joe Toddler hunt him for sport.
Was this the Running Man?
It's like the Hunger Games. Is that what it is?
I just saw the Running Man yesterday. It kind of sounds like that.
Triplet to start a football team, Will. You can pick any one of these triplets. There's 3 of them. Tom Brady, Calvin Johnson, Emmitt Smith, Peyton Manning, Jerry Rice, Adrian Peterson, Pat Mahomes, Randy Moss, Barry Sanders.
This is a 3-man football team.
I guess let's just go everything else is equal. The defenses are the same. The offensive line's the same. The tight end's the same. Everything is equal except for the only difference are these 3 players.
Who's on Adrian Peterson's team again?
So the three are Brady, Calvin Johnson, Emmitt Smith on team one. Team two is Peyton Manning. I assume he just said Manning. Let's go Peyton. Peyton Manning, Jerry Rice, Adrian Peterson. Third team's Mahomes, Randy Moss, and Barry Sanders.
Yeah, I'll take Adrian Peterson's team.
You can't go wrong with any of these. I'm going to take Mahomes. He has the pedigree. He's got the championships. I think all three of those receivers are in the same tier. And I think that Barry Sanders is the best running back talent there. But it's very close. That's a very good triplet. Very good triplet trio. Do you have an answer, Brian?
Who was with Brady again?
Brady, Calvin Johnson, and Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, give me that one.
Yeah, I can't argue any of
this. The most talented wide receiver, the best quarterback of all time. And, oh yeah, the running back still the all-time leading rusher. Yeah.
Is hitting a hole-in-one the hardest thing to do in sports?
No. No, there's so much luck to hitting a hole-in-one.
What's harder?
Hitting a baseball.
Is it?
Hitting a round ball with a round bat squarely.
I think that's easier than making a hole-in-one.
It goes being a quarterback in the NFL, hitting a baseball, and then golf.
See, I think you need to put a term of measurement to hitting the baseball, though. I think hitting a baseball is easier than making a hole-in-one. But I think hitting the baseball with any sort of authority is harder. So I think there needs to be a caveat for the hitting. Like I like my chances more of touching a baseball with a baseball bat than making a hole in one. But to hit it with any sort of authority or get it out of the infield or get it over the wall, ain't no chance. See what I'm saying?
I don't know. I meet 20 handicaps with like 15 hole in ones, Jeremy.
Sheesh.
You know, it's obviously you have to get the ball up in the air, get it online. That ball going in from 150 out. There is so much luck involved with that. I don't put it up there with the tougher things to do in sports because it has so much to do with luck.
It's coming from a golfer, so I respect it. What's your fantasy quarterback matchup that never happened? Probably.
Wait, what? I don't
not
understand.
Fantasy football. Like just like these are your headliners. Like this is like your dream match. Your dream quarterback versus quarterback matchup.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
You can pick the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
Right.
You get to pick any quarterback from any generation versus any quarterback from any generation. What would it be for you?
Brady, Montana?
Ooh.
Like the two biggest winners. Well, I guess Montana's tied with Bradshaw, but like the two biggest winners?
I would probably go Brady Mahomes. We've already seen that, Branham.
Yeah.
But peak Brady.
I mean, Brady won the Super Bowl that year, though.
I know, but still, peak Brady.
It's hard to say he was like peak Mahomes, that far out of his peak.
I think that's what I would want to see. Or Mike Vick versus Steve Young, two of the
best left-handed mobile quarterbacks
that have ever done it. Do you have one?
I would say Brady McNabb.
Okay. Yeah. We saw that one in the Super Bowl, but maybe different generations. Remember Terrell Owens was like throwing up? No, McNabb was throwing up.
I was about to say, if we get the fantasy matchup, maybe McNabb doesn't throw up on the field.
Mine is Case Keenum versus Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, that's mine.
Go ahead and hit the drop for you.
What do you mean? He's the greatest quarterback statistically of all time. And I'm not the only one saying it. The Athletic is saying it.
Did he get passed up by Dylan Gabriel in one of those stats?
One of them. Not the big three, though. There's still two of the three that belong to Case. Home run versus hole-in-one. I think a home run is more difficult than a hole-in-one. That was kind of my point, I think. Mahomes versus Favre, says somebody. Best steakhouse in Houston. There's so many good ones. Can't go wrong with a bunch of them.
Taste of Texas or Hillstone, right?
I've never had Hillstone. Taste of Texas is phenomenal.
I mean, Hillstone's is a chain, though, so maybe that doesn't count.
I've heard people talk up Papa's Steakhouse.
Oh, can't go wrong with
I've
that.
Heard
I haven't had it.
I've heard people also talk up Killen's Steakhouse.
I've had Killen's. Very, very good. I wouldn't put it in the elite class.
Okay.
You got a little Perry's. Morton's is good. I've always heard good things about the Houstonian. Have you had their steak? I haven't had their steak.
Did you say Papa's?
I did.
Yeah, the Papa's in downtown used to be the Strip House, which was for a long time the number one steak in Houston. And Papa's is still good, but I just don't think it's as good as the Strip House.
I haven't had the Strip House, but I remember everybody talking it up. You know what the place
I
want to try?
There's one location left in New York if you're ever up there.
Okay.
You play at St. John's this year?
No, but we go to Newark to play Arkansas on a neutral court.
Nice.
I did the, what's the famous place in Indy? It's like the Ziggy and Iggy's or whatever. It's the one with, it's the one with the,
it's local here. It's the Jewish deli.
I know. It's the one with the, it's the one with the famous shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, I forget what the name of it is. I know what you're talking about,
though. The shrimp cocktail is highly overrated, by the way.
Isn't it supposed to be like a spicy cocktail, too?
It probably screwed up Mark Sanchez, I bet. People are like, Mark Sanchez was on drugs. Mark Sanchez was drunk. No, he had the shrimp cocktail at that one place, and it screwed them all up. That's what happened. I can't remember it, but the shrimp cocktail is highly overrated. But it's also one of those things you have to try because it kind of like knocks you on your butt a little bit because the horseradish is so strong.
Yeah. I like the spinach artichoke at Hillstone before the steak.
What?
Spinach artichoke dip. That or some calamari. Can't go wrong with. We're talking pre-steak.
You got to. I like
Saint
calamari.
Elmo, by the way.
What's it? Saint Elmo. Yeah. Saint Elmo. It's pretty. I mean, Saint Elmo's is good. But, the shrimp cocktail is highly overrated, but you got to do it. Old English Steakhouse. Have you heard of this place over here in Midtown? It's called like Steak and Fritz, and they give you a steak. It's got like a little bit of brown gravy, fries, but then they give you a second course of it. Apparently, it's like unbelievable.
I haven't been.
It's really good. I've heard. I wanted to go for my birthday. My wife said she would take me. My birthday's in June. I still haven't went.
Got to go. Now's the time.
I've been waiting for her to take me. I think she forgot about it.
Go to Hillstone first.
Kirby Steakhouse Woodlands. I think that's fake Tony Stark. Are y'all wearing George for John Cena's last match? Do you know who John Cena is?
Yeah.
Is it already his last match? I'm like 6 weeks behind.
His last match is coming up on, I think it's December 13th. Ooh. It's a Saturday night's main event.
Somebody said B&B Butchers. I went there the night I got engaged. That place is phenomenal.
Heard great things.
Very good.
Also a chain.
Is it?
Yeah, they have one in Fort Worth, too.
I didn't know that. Papa Steakhouse is the best. Top Thanksgiving sides. That's a good question.
I'd go sweet potato here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge sweet potato guy, but I do like some, like whenever they're sweet and stuff.
Yeah, the marshmallow.
Is that what you're talking about?
I like, yeah, that's
the cinnamon, the brown sugar,
that's
the marshmallow.
Best way it's prepared.
I will eat it that way. You got to doctor it up for me to eat it.
You got to doctor it up? Was that intentional there?
No, it wasn't. I make corny jokes all the time, accidentally, yeah. Will. It's because I'm subconsciously, I'm just a funny person.
I completely agree.
You sold it very well there, Will.
Somebody said stuffing.
Yeah, I did.
Mine's mashed potatoes. Oh, you said stuffing?
Yeah.
Well, so did a junkie.
Are you a cranberry sauce guy?
I don't mind it. No, I don't mind cranberry sauce. I like cranberry sauce, actually.
Agreed.
I like
now from like real cranberry both. Sauce or from the can?
Both.
Okay.
I don't discriminate, Brian.
I won't eat the one from the can. Maybe call me bougie, but
he's Ocean Spray does a good cranberry sauce.
If it's got the ribbing of the can, I'm out. No.
That's what makes it so good. I just spit all over my computer because I'm salivating the idea. You know what?
You've had
the
Ocean
Spray today. I had some today on the drive to work.
You ate Ocean Spray from a can on the way to work?
I did.
What? Brian, have you had it? Have you had Ocean's? Yeah.
Yes.
It's solid.
We did it. I told you about this the other day. We did a small Thanksgiving on Friday.
Yeah, last Friday,
My wife cooked up a little bit of a turkey, a little bit of a mashed potato, a little bit of a green bean casserole, a little bit of the stuffing, and we had leftovers. It's kind of on the fence if it was been too long. Would you eat Wednesday? Would you eat Friday's leftovers today on a Wednesday?
I think today's the last day.
I think today was the last day.
Today's the last day.
So I actually had myself on the drive to work. I had the leftover turkey with some brown gravy, some green bean casserole, and I slammed that plate with some Ocean Spray cranberry.
See, Will, what you don't know is Branham is one of his claims to fame is he's literally eating anything you could possibly think of while also driving. Including soup.
I eat everything when I drive.
I mean,
no limitations.
You're not picky.
I'm a gangster.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. This guy has a lot of jobs. Play by play, radio.
I don't have time to waste.
You don't have time to sit down.
I don't have time to sit down and enjoy a meal.
Will, would you ever eat soup while driving?
Yes.
It's easy to do.
Yes. Okay.
It's so simple.
I've got an hour drive to the Woodlands every day, so I'm in the same
boat. I guess I'm the weirdo then.
It's not hard.
Yeah, no.
Like these noobs don't know how to get it done.
I eat breakfast every day.
But if you slam on your brakes, the whole thing is gone all over your lap.
Yeah. No, you have good hands. You don't have to worry about that. I've had some nasty spills with things. Thanksgiving is overrated. Get pizza or fajitas. That's a huge gap. Between like pizza fajitas, that's like a major gap.
You can have pizza fajitas the other 364 days,
right? Yeah, green bean casserole. I do love green bean casserole. I didn't like it as a kid. I love it now. My favorite, those mashed potatoes with gravy. That to me is a pillar
brown
of the Thanksgiving
or cream
plate.
Gravy.
I can go both ways, but I prefer the brown. for the brown. Like, that's a pillar of Thanksgiving. Like, if you don't have mashed potatoes to dip your turkey in, good luck eating that and liking it.
I mean, you don't need it if you're eating dark meat.
I still dip it in the mashed potatoes with the gravy.
I mean, that could enhance it, but you don't need that if you're eating dark meat. Now, if you're eating white meat, yeah.
That's the best bite on Thanksgiving, is whenever you get a turkey on the fork at first, you dip it into the mashed potatoes and brown gravy, and you get a little bit of the Ocean Spray cranberry, yeah. And then you got it all right. That's like Thanksgiving on a fork.
You lost me at Ocean Spray cranberry.
Yeah, you don't know ball. And you would think that you do. Au gratin potatoes to somebody, that's not bad. Brussels sprouts with bacon. I love Brussels sprouts with bacon. You know who's got good Brussels sprouts with bacon?
I do not.
J Bar M. Phenomenal.
They have great everything. Their bird ends are phenomenal.
If you're looking for a place to eat on Thanksgiving that does like a good Thanksgiving meal, I mean, they have it every day. It's like it's on their it's Cleburne Cafeteria on Bissonnette.
Really?
Yeah, they do a phenomenal Thanksgiving Day lunch. I mean, it's walk through the line type. I mean, it's traditional cafeteria, but it's all fresh. They're rotating that food out every 3 hours.
Brian, you got a place to go if you disappoint the wife when you don't kill the final boss in the video game you're playing.
No, we're all cooking. I don't have to go anywhere.
Somebody asked, is it okay to go to Golden Corral for Thanksgiving? They have turkey and mashed potatoes. It might be okay, but it might be very sad.
Yeah, I'd pass on that. Have you guys ever had, because all the family's out of town, like a really sad Thanksgiving or Christmas like lunch or something?
Yeah. I was in Vegas last Thanksgiving with like no one around. I think I had Popeyes.
Yeah, well,
from the street.
The reason I asked is like there was one year where like literally all my family was out of town. It was just me and my wife on Christmas. Everything's closed. The only thing open was just down the street was a Jack in a Box. So we went to Jack in a Box and got lunch there. It felt very depressing, but you know, whatever.
Last year I had a 3-piece chicken strip from Popeyes on the Las Vegas Strip on Thanksgiving. And then there was one year my wife and I went to like some Chinese place in Norman, Oklahoma on Christmas.
That's actually kind of usual because the Chinese places are always open on Christmas. That's not that uncommon.
But pretty funny.
Popeyes and Jack in a Box on those days are a little different.
I'd have a golf tournament every year from freshman year of high school to my senior year of college during Thanksgiving week. So like 8 years in a row, we just did not do traditional Thanksgiving. I mean, we would just eat at different places that were open.
Yeah, you got to mix it up whenever you're on the road. All right, 713-780-3776. How good would this Texans team be if they had a good offensive line? What would their record be if they had a good O-line? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe. No Drew. Where is Joe today? Wrong answers only. 713-780-3776. Will Doctor filling in. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Look, this is the season. You're going to be giving out some gifts here pretty soon. Thanksgiving's here. We love some Thanksgiving. We also love Christmas. Are you thinking of a great gift idea for your significant other? Probably for the kiddos. Well, you know what it is? It's a goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. We're all jonesing for it, right? Tis the season. It's basketball season, and what better gift than a goal from Pro Dunk? They have the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. They're fantastic. Their accessories are next level, too. LED light kits for night play. It gets dark earlier. We get these LED light kits, and you can play all the time. This Christmas, give your family the gift that keeps them active, keeps them together, and having fun for years. Pro Dunk goals are fantastic, better than anything you're going to find in the big box stores, because they're built to last. Heavy-duty steel construction. Rust-resistant powder coating. That's must-have in Houston because it's very humid here. Professional-grade tempered glass backboards that give you that true, authentic feel that you see in all the pro and college gyms. So give the gift that keeps on giving, a goal from Pro Dunk. Visit ProDunk.com today and score big this holiday season. That's ProDunk.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.